Amelia didn't mean to sit and lounge, but her thoughts wandered dreamily to her favorite legends about Mount Etna. Amelia found the old Greek and Roman myths as exciting then, in 1669, as they probably had been long ago. She loved the myth about Mount Etna having been the place where Vulcan, the god of fire and blacksmiths, had his forge. The rumblings of Mount Etna were the blows of Vulcan's hammer on the anvil as he busily crafted metal shields, statues, and other objects. Amelia shivered as she thought of another legend that claimed Mount Etna had been the home of the one-eyed monster, Cyclops. She wondered how she would feel if Cyclops raised his head above Mount Etna's summit and peered at her with his one giant eye. Then Amelia thought of the equally frightening myth that told how Zeus had trapped a fearful giant below Mount Etna. Sometimes the angry giant spat flames into the sky. Whenever this terrible creature moved or turned, he caused the ground to tremble, just as it was doing now. With a start, Amelia realized that an earthquake had begun. She tumbled off the rock where she'd been sitting. When the trembling finally stopped, Amelia, shaken but unhurt, gathered her scattered goats as quickly as she could. As soon as she had herded them together, she rushed them home for milking. Thankfully, the earthquake had not harmed the village. It seemed as though not a stone had moved. When, Amelia wondered, would Mount Etna's rumblings cease? Later that evening, while people were sleeping, powerful tremors shook the village. The earthquake set the church bells ringing. People tumbled out of their beds and crockery flew off shelves.